We are talking about the newsletter.
The newsletter.
If you subscribe to our newsletter, you get great, great things.
Like?
And tips.
Like?
Like tip of the week. Mother's Day is coming up. Microsoft has provided plenty of templates for you to make your mother feel special.
How much does it cost?
It's free. Just like our advice.
Wow. Our advice actually does cost sometimes.
Sometimes it does.
Right.
And also be aware. The worm variants out there right now,
yeah.
We've had more worm variants in this year than we did all last year.
Let me go ahead and translate that for you. Michael's saying is, you know, we have computer shops all around the valley, like 14 of them, right?
Yeah.
And we're getting more people coming in with these worms, which AKA translates to viruses and variants of different viruses, because they're not keeping their antivirus software up to date, and they're not being safe, and they're opening attachments and doing all the things we tell them not to do. So this is like a big alert to everybody out there. If you're getting attachments from people, especially people you know, and it's telling you to open this attachment, and it's written in weird English, and you don't really get it, don't open those attachments.
Yeah.
Number one, make sure you have antivirus software. Number two, make sure it's up to date. And I would update it at this point at least weekly.
Yeah.
Because if not, it's going to cost you, it's going to hurt you, and you're going to cry.
Yes. Like a little baby.
Like a little baby.
So, update, and you're safe. Well, somewhat safe. Also, did you know this week? See, that we don't have our music live again.
I'll sing.
Did you know?
No, just do your did you know. Come on.
Cell phones are sophisticated radios.
Sophisticated?
Yes, they are.
Well, of course they're sophisticated radios.
That's all they are. That is how cell phones came about, cellular devices. It's a radio frequency that has been sophisticated.
Hey, Mark, do you think there's anybody out there that didn't know that? Cell phones are sophisticated radios. This just in.
Hello, there are a lot of people that don't know that.
Sir, did you know that cell phones were just sophisticated radios?
Sure, everybody knows.
Doesn't everybody know that? See? I told you.
Well, if you want to find more
next
about
time you do this.
This
just in. Did you know? Cell phones, sophisticated radios. Are they or not?
They are.
Stay tuned, because that'll be coming up later on in the broadcast. Come on.
Anyways, you can find more of this information out by subscribing to the newsletter by going to datadoctors.com. Clicking on the radio link or on the newsletter link, and you can subscribe.
And it's good stuff. And every once in a while, we teach you something you didn't know.
Yes.
Not like
some people don't know that.
Okay, well, we hope maybe two people at least didn't. We got time, I think, for a couple calls. Let's see if we can squeeze in Marty, who wants to know, what printer do I buy? I think. That's what Marty wants to know anyway.
That's right.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
hello.
How are you?
I need some of your good professional help.
We'll give it our best.
Excellent.
Boy Scout try.
Okay.
Or Girl Scout.
Or Girl Scout.
Very good. I'm about ready to get a new printer, which is also my fax.
Okay.
And I've heard different opinions. I was in, I'll just go ahead and say the name, Costco, getting some refills from my Hewlett Packard, and a fellow that used to work for, he just said, a major company said, you know, there's one way to end this. He said, get a Canon or an Epson printer.
Okay. Mm. Between the two brands, if I was going to pick just based on brands alone,
yes,
I wouldn't pick Canon, but I won't tell you what I would pick.
Okay. And that's for multi-use. I mean, I don't do a lot of, I use it mostly for text, but I could do an occasional, you know, photo or two.
But like I said, just based on just brands alone, if
yes.
I was going to pick between the two brands, I would buy an Epson. Now,
mm-hmm.
you talked about wanting to print and to fax and do the multi-function things that these printers these days can sometimes do. And I don't know if you've ever heard us talk about those multi-function devices before, but we're not real big fans, because what they do is they take kind of like a cheap printer and a cheap scanner, and they make it try to somehow copy and fax, and they stick that all in one big box and say, hey, look at this, it does everything, and you end up with a cheap printer, scanner, copy, or fax machine thing that, you know, kind of doesn't really work all that well, but kind of gets the job done. So if all you care about doing is faxing pieces of paper and printing, you should be in good shape. But as soon as you want to start getting into those advanced features like scanning. And copying specifically, those devices tend to kind of fall short.
Unless you spend a lot of money.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And then what we normally recommend in the way of printers is that you first make sure you're buying a brand that you've heard of. There's all kinds of reviews and things out there. And actually, these days, printers are bills. for those printers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you want to do a little bit of research, and you can go to places like CNET.com or other review sites.
eOpinions.com.
eOpinions, yeah, there's Consumer Reports and things like that. And what you want to do is you want to look at not just the cost of the printer, because that's a small cost compared to the cost of printing, mm-hmm. which includes the supplies and things you're going to need. And they help rate out your kind of best bang for the bucks when you put in to account all the consumables like the ink and the paper and things you're going to use to tell you what's really your best value, because the lowest price printer may cost you the most in the long run.
Okay. I think I've got it.
Okay.
You got
it? Very good. Thank
you.
Good luck
with that, and make sure you do a little bit of research before you just go out and plunk down your bucks on what you think is the least expensive, because it may not be exactly what you think it is.
Exactly.
Right.
It's a trick.
Trickery.
They're all trying to trick us.
Well, they're trying to make money is what they're trying
to do. Isn't everybody?
I'm trying to see here. We've got a few more minutes left. Let's see. We've got Tina, who has a question about her antivirus, and we're hoping that she's A, using it, and B, keeping it up to date to help prevent herself from getting infected. But Tina, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
Hi. I was just wondering. We got the Windows XP.
Okay.
And they gave us a free McCaffrey at first when we first got it, and
Hey, Tina, we're gonna teach you how to pronounce it first. It's called McAfee.
McAfee. All right.
Yep. That way nobody makes fun of you. So you got McAfee, and it's on there, and you're saying nobody taught you how to use it, and you want to know what do I need to do other than have it?
We've already had it on and everything already, but now we went to go download some more, download it again, and we used our credit card to get it on the computer, and we can't find it. I mean, it didn't, like, download itself like it had been on there before when we first got the computer.
Let me see if I can understand what you're talking about. It came with the computer already.
Right.
It probably came with usually like a 90-day limited subscription so that you're protected for 90 days.
Correct.
And after that, they're trying to get you to buy it, and you put in your credit card number, and now you're trying to figure out, okay, I put that in, now what?
Where is it? Yeah.
Okay, what happens with that subscription? It's not like it's a program you downloaded, and now you've got to install. That. What you did when you put in your credit card is you extended that 90-day subscription that had expired out generally for another year.
Uh-huh.
And so there's nothing physically or tangible that you got other than an addition to the license you had, so that for another year you can continue to get updates and keep yourself protected.
And you can tell if that's working by just trying to update the software. Usually when you open up the interface, it says update. You hit that button, it'll go and give you updates. Now, if it's not giving you updates, you have a problem. You're probably going to have to get a hold of McAfee and let them know, and they can walk you through some different processes.
But the big thing to understand here is there's not actually a file you probably downloaded. All it did was kind of unlock the software to give you extended protection.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I was just curious because we were like, all right, where is it? And before it would come on,
right.
And it would show McAfee, it
uh-huh.
would show that right when we turn the computer on, and then
okay.
we push the buttons and everything. Now it doesn't do that at all.
Well, Michael brings up a good point. Don't assume that you're protected. Take that extra step and make sure down in the lower right-hand corner there should be like a little shield icon. If you double-click on that, it'll bring up the McAfee interface,
mm-hmm.
and then from there you can try to make sure that, A, it should show you a subscription date where you're good through, and it should show you the last update that you had, and you should be able to go through what they call an update feature or a live update of that software to make sure that it's able to do that. So
okay.
it should only take a few minutes to check those things out, and then you can kind of rest assured and that you've got good virus protection, and it's there. Now, in about a year or so, it's going to start reminding you, hey, you need to update this thing again, and it may take you through the same process, so now you'll understand when you get there again.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay,
no
Tina.
No problem.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That kind of wraps up the show, I think.
That's it. We're done.
We're timing this thing out like we almost planned it, huh?
I know. Now I'm going swimming.
Where are you going swimming? Oh, in the waterfall.
Yes.
Yeah,
at the Home and Landscape Show. Come on down.
Come on down, because you're the next... No, that's a different show. If you didn't get a chance to come on down and say hi, you still got time to come on and check out the Home and Landscape Show that's going on down here. I think they might even have a couple of free tickets left that they can maybe like throw over the fence to you or something. So yell at the guys in the van and say, hey, you got any free tickets left? And they'll throw them at you. And
you don't
if you missed any
pay.
Part of the show and you want to check out what we talked about, it's at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section and check out all the links, including links to past shows.
Yeah.
It is Michael Valdivia over there, Brandon Disney here, reminding you that if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
And we'll see you next week at our regular scheduled time, 12:20, right here on the Computer Corner.